Questions 41 to 45. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the fourth talk.
Listen to a film critic giving a review on a movie.
This week's review features Pizza by director Anthony Scott. Michael, played by Kendall Nelson, works as a delivery man at a pizzeria and lives with girlfriend Kimberly, played by Sarah Jessica Anderson. One day, Kimberly announces that she is pregnant and he is faced with a dilemma. They decide to marry, but surprises are to follow. At a time when lavishly mounted movies are biting the dust, Scott serves up a sumptuous delight with his very first feature film, made on a budget possibly less than a quarter of a big star's movie. He keeps the red herrings coming at regular intervals, never allowing the audience to guess what he has in store for them. He gets ample support from cinematographer Edward Mitchell, who provides the necessary toppings to the pizza. Mitchell does a brilliant job in the scene shot in the haunted house, where his camera angles and lighting provide the necessary eeriness to keep the audience on the edge of the seats, and with the song In Love, he proves that he can also shoot bright and beautiful romantic sequences. More seasoning is provided by music composer David Collins and editor Jason Lopez. The good background score by Collins and the tight editing of Lopez ensure that the pizza remains crispy. Kendall Nelson does full justice to his role. For a huge chunk of the movie, he is the only character on the screen, but thanks to his performance, there is not one dull moment. The characters and dialogues are well-etched and as real as possible. It is welcome to see directors hold up a mirror to society in their movies, rather than resort to cliched themes and styles of presentation.
Now, you will hear the fourth talk again.
Listen to a film critic giving a review on a movie.
This week's review features Pizza by director Anthony Scott. Michael, played by Kendall Nelson, works as a delivery man at a pizzeria and lives with girlfriend Kimberly, played by Sarah Jessica Anderson. One day, Kimberly announces that she is pregnant and he is faced with a dilemma. They decide to marry, but surprises are to follow. At a time when lavishly mounted movies are biting the dust, Scott serves up a sumptuous delight with his very first feature film, made on a budget possibly less than a quarter of a big star's movie. He keeps the red herrings coming at regular intervals, never allowing the audience to guess what he has in store for them. He gets ample support from cinematographer Edward Mitchell, who provides the necessary toppings to the pizza. Mitchell does a brilliant job in the scene shot in the haunted house, where his camera angles and lighting provide the necessary eeriness to keep the audience on the edge of the seats, and with the song In Love, he proves that he can also shoot bright and beautiful romantic sequences. More seasoning is provided by music composer David Collins and editor Jason Lopez. The good background score by Collins and the tight editing of Lopez ensure that the pizza remains crispy. Kendall Nelson does full justice to his role. For a huge chunk of the movie, he is the only character on the screen, but thanks to his performance, there is not one dull moment. The characters and dialogues are well-etched and as real as possible. It is welcome to see directors hold up a mirror to society in their movies, rather than resort to cliched themes and styles of presentation.
Question 41.
What is the overall impression of the movie?
Question 42.
What is the director's largest accomplishment?
Question 43.
What does the speaker mean when he says,
"He keeps the red herrings coming at regular intervals"?
Question 44.
How does camera work add to the movie?
Question 45.
What does the speaker say about Keanu Nelson?
End of test.